This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Does the Bible say anything about the future of countries like Egypt, Syria, or Iran? Well, in fact, it does. But before we go into that, I'd like to read a few articles to give you an update as to what is happening in those countries. And of course, here's one by AFP talking about Egypt, dated June 23, 2013. It says that Egypt's defense minister warned on Sunday that the army will intervene if violence breaks out in the country, where opponents of President Mohamed Morsi are planning rallies against him this month. You see, it goes on to say that tens of thousands of Morsi supporters massed on Friday in a show of strength ahead of the June 30 protests. So the whole country is in turmoil already. It goes on to say that Egypt is deeply polarized. Morsi supporters say he is clearing institutions of decades of corruption, but his critics accuse him of concentrating power in the hands of his Muslim Brotherhood. Since taking office a year ago, Morsi has squared off against the judiciary, the media, the police, and most recently, artists. Leading dissident Mohamed El-Baradei, a former chief of UN watchdogs, International Atomic Energy Agency, urged the president to resign for the sake of national unity. A campaign dubbed Tamarot, which means rebellion in Arabic, first called the anti-Morsi rally to coincide with the first anniversary of his taking office. Tamarot rapidly picked up steam, and organizers said they have collected 15 million signatures demanding that Morsi step down. So obviously the Arab Spring, which was so highly praised by the West, has become a cold and chilling Arab winter. And Egypt is in total turmoil. And we shouldn't expect that it gets any better. And still, the Bible tells us very clearly what is going to happen to Egypt, and I will address that in a moment. But first, let me also read to you an article about Iran, which was published by The Economist on June 22, 2013. And it's quite an interesting article because it talks about Iran and also Syria. And it says, when a country has seen as much repression as Iran, outsiders hoping for a better future for the place instinctively want to celebrate along with all those ordinary Iranians who took to the streets. The smiling Mr. Rohan's public pronouncements encourage optimism, for he sounds like a different sort of president from the comedy villain Mohammed Ahmadinejad, who precedes him. Yet even if his election bodes well for Iranians, it doesn't necessarily hold equal promise for the rest of the world. Iran's regional assertiveness and its nuclear capacity mean that it is, and listen to this carefully, a more dangerous place than it ever has been before. Yet the Persian lion has not lost its claws. Now in the Bible, by the way, Persia and Media actually are pictured as a bear. The lion refers to Nebuchadnezzar from the Babylonian Empire, but of course the author didn't quite apparently get that right. Nevertheless, he says the Persian lion has not lost its claws, nor has the theocracy suddenly become a democracy. Mr. Rouhani was indeed the most reformist of the candidates on offer at the election. The 64-year-old cleric has been a loyal servant of the Islamic Republic from its inception. For years, he headed the National Security Council. He has is constrained by a system that deemed that just 8 people fit to stand in the recent election, and it has rejected, now listen to this, 678 others. That has nothing to do with a democratic election, obviously. It's all authoritarian. It goes on to say the president's power is limited by Iran's other institutions, many of which are in conservative hands. It says that the balance of power between Iran and the rest of the world has been shifting in Iran's favor for 2 reasons. First, Iran will soon be able to produce a bombs worth of weapons-grade uranium in a matter of weeks. Now, we have been hearing this before, we have been talking about this before. It becomes old news, and people think that Iran will never be able to get the bomb. Don't be deceived. It will acquire it. And as the Bible shows us, it will use it. It goes on to say, should the West decide to use force, Iran could amass a small arsenal by the time support for a military strike was rallied. Despite its economic troubles, the Iranian state is a powerful beast. A powerful beast compared with its neighbors, and it's keen to assert itself abroad. The Iraqi government is now its ally. It has sway over chunks of Lebanon through Hezbollah, and it has sent Hezbollah into Syria, the third country I will be talking about in a moment, where its fighters have joined Iranian advisors, money, and special forces to help turn the tide of the war in Assad's favor. Ostensibly, the reason why Barack Obama agreed last week to arm the rebels in Syria was Mr. Assad's use of chemical weapons, but many believe that the greater reason was his reluctance to see Mr. Assad hold on to power as a client of Iran. Now, the article concludes with an interesting statement, almost a prophetic statement, if we have the right equation. It says, the West has the economic and military clout to influence events in the region and an interest in doing so. Now, the West, if he talks about the United States of America, if he talks about NATO, then that's false. If he talks about the United States of Europe to arise from the ashes coming out of the abyss, referred to in the Bible as Babylon, modern Babylon, or the King of the North, or the Beast, then he's right. It's the United States of Europe which will invade the Middle East, as the Bible clearly shows, as I will talk about in a moment. But the article goes on to say, when Persian power is on the rise, it is not the time to back away from the Middle East. And Europe won't. Europe will invade the Middle East. It will have terrible consequences for the rest of the world. Now, we have published a booklet, Middle Eastern and African Nations and Bible Prophecy. It's free for the asking. Please send us an email or send us a letter if you want to have a free copy. I'd like to read from this booklet for a few moments now, because we are going into certain countries as they are identified in the Bible. And we are talking about their future as prophesied in Scripture. Let's start with Egypt, just giving you a few excerpts from our booklets. It says, the king of modern Babylon, the king of Assyria, or the king of the north, i.e. the beast, will ultimately rule over Egypt just prior to Christ's return. Turning to the book of Daniel, we read that the king of the north will conquer many countries in the Middle East, including Egypt. Now, if you want to have the proof, the biblical proof, you got to read our booklet, because we are showing in our booklet the scriptures which makes this point very clear. And if you want to know what the future holds, you owe it to yourself to read it. Now, what about Syria? Here's our conclusion based on the scriptural evidence which we are talking about in the booklet. In conclusion, it is certain that Syria will fall in the next world war. Damascus will be destroyed, and the Syrian people will go into captivity. That's what your Bible tells you, if you know where to look, if you know what scriptures to read. Syria will lose, Damascus will be destroyed, the Syrian people will go into captivity. We say in here, it's incumbent upon us to watch world events so as to not be caught unawares when biblical prophecies come to pass. Now, what about Iran? Iran, which is also on everybody's mind, what does the Bible say about Iran? Quite a bit. Quite surprising developments are ahead of us. Because for a while, Iran will fight together with Europe against Israel. Believe it or not, the Bible makes this very clear. We're saying here that we should note that in the near future, Iran will participate in fighting against the state of Israel. The timing is again the day of the Lord, when God has removed the protection of Judah since they looked to their armor or military rather than to God. A clear scripture in the Bible tells you that. If you don't believe it, go and read our booklet and compare it with the scriptures which we are quoting. We go on to say, focusing on other passages in the Bible, we are told that apparently sometime after that attack, the relationship between modern Babylon, the United States of Europe, consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations, as we read about it in the book of Revelation, also in the book of Daniel, the modern Babylon, that relationship between the modern Babylon and Iran will deteriorate. First, it will be an alliance, but then it will deteriorate, and Iran will form an alliance with the Medes or the Russians and the Ukraine against Babylon, against the United States of Europe. Again, the scriptures makes this very clear. If you don't know about them, read our free booklet. We say a future alliance between Russia and Iran, which is already developing today, is not surprising, given the fact that those two powers were allied in the past as the Medo-Persian Empire. Placing all the pieces of biblical prophecy in the overall puzzle, we note that in the future, Iran will be enslaved and subsequently freed from their captivity. Who will enslave them? Who will free them? Well, again, our booklet tells you. And finally, we say this. Russia's and Iran's hatred against the modern descendants of the ancient houses of Israel and Judah. And you need to know where they are. I'm not just talking about the state of Israel. They are included. But there are also other nations which are still alive today, derived from the ancient house of Israel. So we say Russia's hatred and Iran's hatred against all of them will not easily disappear, even shortly after Christ's return, when Christ will have set his throne in Jerusalem. Iran will be a part of a great confederacy of hostile nations under Russian and Chinese leadership in an attempt to invade the promised land and to conquer those who are left from the modern houses of Israel and Judah. Did you know that? Would you know where to look in order to find the scriptures proving what I have just read to you? Again, do yourself a favor and ask for our free booklets on the prophecies regarding the modern nations of African countries and also the Middle East, and you will not regret having done that, and you will see much clearer what is actually prophesied to occur. We keep watching what is happening in those countries and in many others, but we are doing it in the light of and with the understanding of biblical prophecy. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.